Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today's topic is the healers of society and the earth, the thunderers. I learned of the thunderers from my friend. And this summer, I plan on taking my recorder and talking with him for a couple days because he's so important in our world because he's a mentor, he's a storyteller, he is our history, he is our culture, he is our traditions. And the thunderers, I heard, are our healers and our protectors of the people. And it's so hard, you know, when you're looking at you're trying to find your cultural identity and you're looking into the world and finding all these different documentations. And truly, mostly, it comes from our elders and from our ancestors. To understand and realize what the Thunder Clan was and who they are and how they helped our people. Because we have the Thunders and we have the Thunderbird. We have so many different cultures within our storytelling, but they all resemble each other and they all come together. The Thunder Being was used as a clan symbol. The Ottawa used this symbol. There's stories about the Thunderers. The Seven Thunderers are a family of powerful storm spirits. Seven brothers. An entire tribe of them, fierce warriors, and thunder is caused by the sound of their battles, while lightning flashes from their eyes. Weather spirits. The Seven Thunderers are associated with birds, but appear as humans, generally as men with bird wings. And the Thunderers intermarry with the Native American people. I read so many stories as I did this program that I wanted to share with you as I sat for I must have sat for hours, 3 hours, looking and reading different stories of the Thunderers. So I definitely recommend that anytime that you have a space to just sit down and read what we have through books, the internet, or going to conferences where we can hear our elders speak is such a blessing. I read a story about a woman who married a thunderer and their boy. She sat on a lake, and I'm going to give you the general ideas because we don't have enough time to go through every story, and they will never be as true as some of the stories, so that's why I recommend that you just go and read and learn and see as much as you can. Because it's so interesting and so beautiful. The stories are wonderful. The woman that I read about, she was on the edge of a lake. She had fallen asleep, and when she woke, there was a serpent. She was then punished because of her state of being after her embrace with the serpent. That she fled the village. She met a girl dressed in silver. They went to a man's house and they talked with the man. Well, they talked with the man. He began to sing. She gave birth to serpents. The old man had a son. He was a thunderer. And he offered to take her back to her own people. She bore a son with this thunderer. When a storm is approaching, a distant rumbling and muttering, this thunder is made by the child. And his father, who comes through the dark, makes the roaring crash, while his mother flashes lightnings. Days later, she visited her people and told them they'd never need to fear thunder or lightning. If you're a member of the Thunder Clan, then you have an eagle as an animal spirit and a companion. The Thunderbird Clan member birth dates that I had read was March 21st to April 19th, July 23rd to August 23rd, as well as November 22nd to December 21st. And as I say, a lot of thoughts that I have and a lot of things that I talk about are things that I learned from books and reading and listening to friends and family. It is so important for us to do this. With the eagle, you have your access to your spiritual growth and power, ability to easily move between spiritual world and the earthly plane. The eagle asks you to explore your emotions and connect more deeply to your inner healing. A greater sense of passion and creativity. The eagle offers purification as you fly into your own sun. Healings for yourself and others may be your gift. You have access to new vision and ability to see clearly into the past, present, and future. And as a thunderer, you can use cedar to enhance intuition and connect more so with the Great Spirit. Meditate. And listen to the insights that you're given and your intuitive information that comes to you. And if you see an eagle, they can teach you new perspective to connect fiercely. To let go of judgment, to heal and grow spiritually, and may remain grounded at the same time. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.